Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Several years ago, our daughter went off to Australia and left me with one of her old bicycles. She had gotten a new one and bequeathed the old road bike to her dad. Many of the spokes in time were broken, the tires became old, etc., etc. Finally, I got tired of looking at this broken bike hanging on the wall in our garage. So I put enough money into that I became, well, a rider, riding around the roads through the hills and dales of Humboldt. 2 weeks ago, I set out with my redeemed bike and 18 older Presbyterians, which is a bit redundant because the Greek word Presbyterian means elder. Day one, we rode from Bayside to conquer the Wildcat. The following day, we rode over Panther Gap and back to Fortuna. Day three, up Neyland and around Fickle Hill Road into Arcata. Day four, up to Oric. Day five, down 101 from Oric to Bayside. And finally, day six, up to Dow's Prairie and back. Why were a group of aging Presbyterians riding up and down the surrounding hills some 260 miles and 20,000 vertical feet in a week? We were riding for the camaraderie and challenge. Many were seasoned cyclists, but ultimately, we were riding to fight hunger. The ride was named Pedal for Protein. This moniker is derived from the fact that the money raised during the trip goes to provide protein for food banks in Northern California. Proved to be one of the hardest things I've ever done and one of the most rewarding. Reflecting on my ride, I was struck by three things. One, a bunch of middle-aged and older folks can make a difference when they put their mind to it and keep going. We've raised close to $40,000 to help stock our food banks in Northern California while doing what we love to do. Number two, the beauty of the North Coast is on special display when you walk or ride a bicycle rather than ride in a car. Many of the riders on Pedal for Protein were from Marin County. Now, Marin's a lovely place, but they were astounded at the dramatic beauty of our forests, beaches, and rivers. Number three, we should all get on a bicycle more often, especially in light of the health benefits of exercise, combined with the incomparable aesthetics of our North Coast. So now I have three wishes. One, I wish local and state governments would build many more bike paths, especially in our area. Two, I wish I rode my bike more and drove my car less. I wish we all did. Perhaps our state, federal, and local governments can provide incentives for saving fuel by encouraging us to ride with leg power rather than burning dirty fossil fuels. Three, I wish to thank Revolution Bike Shop for fixing my broken derailleur hanger on day three. I brought it in, explained the purpose, and showed my enthusiasm for the ride. They had it expertly fixed in 25 minutes. Thanks, guys. Don't you want to go out and ride a bike through beautiful Humboldt? Do it today, or, well, at least soon. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.